God bless each and every one of you on this morning. We thank God for you being with us. Let us open with prayer. Our gracious God and our Lord God, we do now thank you. We bless you, God, for just being who you are to us. We thank you, God, for another day in this life's journey. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life's plan. There's nothing we could have done that would have caused you to let us have another day, another hour, another moment. But yet and still, God, it's a part of your purpose. It's a part of your plan that you've allowed us to still be here. So, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you for keeping us yesterday. Thank you for keeping us last night. Thank you for keeping us through the week, God. Thank you for allowing us to see your hand of love towards us. Now, God, as we delve into your word on today, Father, we pray that our minds will be brought together, our hearts will be brought together. Father, I pray that you will shake the fog off of sleep and of situations and circumstances going on in our various lives, God, that we might be able to hear clearly what you have to say to us on today. God, recognizing that it did not have to be this way. God, I keep going back to this because other things could have occurred on today that we did not have an opportunity to be together. Senseless tragedies and illness and sickness. But God, you said not so. You've kept us for another week, God, and we are so grateful. So now, God, I pray that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, not the church building, not the church meaning the members of the local body of the church, but God, us individually as the individual components of the universal church. God, speak to us. We are the church. So speak to us so that we can be changed. Speak to us so we can be challenged. Speak to us, God, so we can be forever transformed into who you originally created us to be in the first place. And God, we bless you. God, we love you. God, we do adore you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. On this morning, our travels take us to Romans, the 15th chapter. Romans, the 15th chapter, we will start at the first verse. We may read this from a couple of versions, as I am known to do. We'll see what God says. Romans 15, and we will start at verse 1. Excuse me. Starting with the New American Standard Bible, it says this: Now we who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself. For as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcision on behalf of the truth of God to confirm the promises given to the Father, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I will sing to your name. Again he says, Rejoice, O Gentile, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let the peoples praise him. Again, Isaiah says, There shall not come the root of Jesse, and he who arises to rule over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll read this one more, and I'll read it from the Message. Again, Romans 15, we're starting at the first verse. It says, Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the troubled, is the way the scriptures put it. Even if it was written in scripture long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of his steady, constant calling and warm, personal counsel in scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next. May our dependently steady and warm personal God develop maturity in you so that you get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. Then we'll be a choir. Not our voices only, but our very lives, singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and Father of our Master Jesus. So reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it. Now you do it. Jesus, staying true to God's purposes, reached out in a special way to the Jewish insiders so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. As a result, the non-Jewish outsiders have been able to experience mercy and show appreciation to God. Just think of all the scriptures that will come true in what we do. For instance, then I'll join outsiders in a hymn saying, I'll sing to your name. And this one, outsiders and insiders rejoice together. And again, people of all nations celebrate God. All colors and races give hearty praise. And Isaiah's word, there's the root of our ancestor Jesse, breaking through the earth and growing tree tall, tall enough for everyone everywhere to see and take hope. Oh, may the God of green hope fill you up with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives, filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with hope. Notice with me one more time, Romans 15:7, which is what we're going to hinge upon today. In the New American Standard Bible, it says, therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. If I were to read that in the Amplified, it says, welcome and receive to your hearts one another. Then, even as Christ welcomed and has welcomed and received you for the glory of God. And the Message. So reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it. Now you do it. The word of the Lord is blessed. On today, I want to talk to you from this simple message. Choose to be accepting. Choose to be accepting. Transparent moment. Excuse me. Transparent moment. I had a dream. And in this dream, I was just being me. As far as I could tell, I was being me. And I was riding in a car. I wasn't driving. I was riding in a car. I was with somebody. I'm not sure all the people that I was with in the car. And we were talking about current state, current conditions. Kind of the racial divide that's going on. And anyone who knows me knows that I tend to mimic people. Mimic people, mimic voices, all of that. And so I was being me. I was doing what I do. And I think it turned to church. And so I was kind of showing the differences, if you will, through action and through voice, the difference of how our culture worships and another culture worships. And I did not recognize that in the car with me or wherever I was, that there was someone from that culture in the same place that I was. And it wasn't until we got to our destination and the person jumped out of the car and looked like they were weeping, and they kept looking back at me as they were running away, being very upset, that I realized my error. And the people in the car didn't recognize the person jumping out and being upset, but I did. And so I kind of backtracked and kind of put some context around my joking around. And we were going to a store, and to my horror, when I got in the store, the very conversation that we were having in the car, I realized was a part of a radio broadcast, and that people were in the store asking, have you heard the broadcast? And as they started recounting some of the things that I was saying, I realized that they were talking about me, and they were talking about the conversation that I had, but nobody knew that it was me. The person who was in the car with us had disappeared, and I kept looking around to see if that person was going to out me, was going to let people know that one right there, she's the person that said all of that. And it wasn't like I was saying anything hurtful, harmful, or negative, joking about the differences. But as I awakened, my heart was heavy because I realized that I was doing the very thing that people have done to us in our culture for years, decades, centuries. And God led me to this scripture, to accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Now, many of us would say, oh, there's nothing wrong with what you did. You were joking. You weren't trying to be mean or hateful. But that's not the way it was received by the person whose culture I was joking about. You all, we have to be to a place of understanding that we can't expect people to treat us different when we don't treat anyone else different. People watching is not a sport that we should embrace or say there's nothing wrong with it. We're just, you know, we're just people watching. We're just doing what it is we do. Are we just joking? We don't mean what we say. But is your joking giving honor to God? Does that mean we're supposed to be stiff shirts and tight necks and all? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, how we treat each other, is it giving glory to God? Even if we're talking about within our own culture, everybody is not of the same social standing. Everybody's not on the same economic level. Everybody doesn't live in the same neighborhood. Everyone doesn't speak the same way. We don't dress the same way. Do you make fun of somebody who's not like you? If you do, that's not bringing glory to God. Every time we show love, every time, it gives glory to God, because God is love. And glory is revealing what God is really like. And if God is loving and compassionate, He wants us to be like Him. He wants us to develop His character. We're never going to be God. We're never going to be a little G, teeny tiny God. But He does want us to become godly. He wants us to develop His character. You know, they say like father, like son. Well, it's also like father, like daughter. Like, He wants His children to be like Him. He wants us to learn how to love people the way He loves people, because He is love. And every time we do that, it shows God's glory. You all, we choose to accept. We want to love unconditionally, but really, Only God is able to love us unconditionally. And through him, unconditionally. He wants us to see others through his eyes. He calls for us. He compels, he commands us to accept others the way he does. As loved, broken children of God who are created in his image. You all, we have to choose to be accepted. So my prayer is today as you go out that you do just that. Accept each other and love each other in spite of faults, differences, cultures, whatever. Because when we do that, we bring glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we pray on today that your word has opened up our eyes, opened up our hearts, caused us to see things a little differently. God, give us your eyes to see each other, to see one another as your precious children. Keep making us more like Jesus. When someone different comes our way, help us to show love in spite of the differences so that we can bring you glory. Help us to be your change agents today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Go out and have a God-blessed day.